Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
Humadei Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilaha illallah, Ashadu ilah ni Muhammad al Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify that we'll never be with one God, and his proper name is Allah. Allah means Arab word for the creator of creation. So Allah has created this creation, and we are part of this creation coming from the Creator. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be human beings and showing us the best example of what a human being should be. And that's a human being. So all praise are due to Allah, the law and cherished state of the world. We thank Allah for Wali Ali. Singing the image, huh? And this song here is reminding us the dangers of the images that are displayed in the world. So we are tonight on the Block Talk Radio Station, out of coming out of California, under the guise of Hameen Muhammad. We are co-host workers. My name is Abdul Akbar, and Diagbar. We are from Decatur, Georgia. And we also have our brother Suda Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He might not be here tonight because he might be going to his place of worship there and meeting every Thursday. So he might be, you know, not with us tonight. And we also have A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. So we're here tonight as your host. We're here to talk about how we can solve these problems. And the problem, all problems come with solutions. And we said 99% of the problem that we have in the world today, that we see God incorrectly. We worship God incorrectly. And this would mean the world has started off on the wrong foot. And we have to get it back on the right foot. The truth is what would do that. And the truth has been given to us through the last prophet. And that prophet is no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seer of the prophet. That means there's no more prophet to come since he sealed it up where no other prophet can come. So we are tonight to speak about the solution to our problem. The solution to all our problems and our problem when we are not able to work together is to hold an image of God up and call it God. Allah, the creator we just mentioned, is bigger than anything that we can imagine. And we are tonight to take down that false image of God. As long as we're not seeing God correctly, we're always going to have this problem in the family. Satan's job is to work inside the family. And to for Satan to work inside the family, he must get the God conscious out of the family, of the human family. And once he separate God from the family, he can work out in that family. He can cause that family more problems than they ever can imagine. The word God means what it means. It means to guard you against the evil that this world produces. It's to guard you against the shame and the disgraceful lifestyle. And that lifestyle is blowing like a fire. It rolls up like a fire. They got young people going to school 66 years old and shooting the teacher. And the people steady saying we don't need no gun control. A 6 year old have got the idea. Where did he get the idea of going to school and shooting the teacher? And the teacher in critical condition. And they said this little boy know what he was. No, he didn't. At 6 years old, his mind still have some form of clay in it, some form of molding and shaping. Somebody had shaped and molded that child to make it think it's all right to shoot somebody. He didn't see no danger at that age of shooting nobody. But that is what happened. Shot the school teacher. And now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with him. Huh? What they ought to figure out, how to get rid of the gun. How to remove the gun out of the society. And they ain't going to do that. Because Satan, at his best every night, shooting 100 people, shooting 35 people, shooting babies, blowing up bridges. Satan at his best showing that kind of picture in the world. So Satan and I, and the people love action movies. They love violence. They love to see somebody say, get that nigga, get that person, kill that person. If I would that person, I'll shoot that person. They know what to make you say. He know how to lead your tongue and saying things that shouldn't even come out your mouth, like the word nigger. If that word is so bad, why do we used to get mad at anybody calling us by that ugly name, nigger? Now that name was so bad they took our children and gave that word to our children, sang back to them. And it sounded like a bunch of Ku Klux Klan singing that song to them. That sounded like somebody who truly hates you that would sing a song calling you a nigger. Nigger this, nigger that. Nigger this, nigger that. So all praise are due to Allah. Lord cherish and sustain them of all the world. Allah is most gracious. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, meaning that Allah have already put in books and put in the world what we need to do with our life, and Satan have made it seem like it's unnecessary. Unnecessary to trust God because they done showed us so many bad, ungodly people who in religion, men who have allowed men to great boys and call themselves priests, call themselves God on earth. So the people see that all they go to church and be entertained, but come out knowing nothing. So we have opportunity to express ourselves with them. We have opportunity to pull them away from that with the help of Allah, with the help of the Creator. Because if God wouldn't have loved us, we would be on this earth. And he loved us so much, he put script in here that Satan has had control to keep it away from us. But Satan time is up. It's too much knowledge, too much understanding of the knowledge in the world today. God done send good men to warn us about what's going to happen today, men, good women, to warn us about what's going to happen today. So that's why we're here today. We're here to keep bringing the message so goodness can continue to be on the rise. So we can defeat this scheme. That's all it is, a scheme. And once we defeat this scheme, then we'll look around and we'll see a better world. If you believe, God said he created us, all people, for one reason. And that reason to serve him. But Satan said, since that is the fact, let me take one of the people, one of the group of the family of people of the earth, and put them against the rest of the people. I'll tell them that God came in by coming their image. I'll get them to put pictures up all throughout the world. I'll keep them saying that God, the creator of this creation, is a man. I will do that. I'll make those people think they're better. I make them be the people over the music, over the movies, over most of the magazines. I make them the leader of all the ships and all the planes in the sky. So, brothers and sisters, the truth is here. The truth has always been here. But it had been hidden by Satan. Satan has had opportunity to keep the truth away from the people that needed. He was able to keep falsehood strong in his neighborhoods and his school and throughout the world. Long as there's no God in school, no thinking about God in the school, everything they use comes from God. In the school, everything they need comes from the Creator in the school, and nothing never mentioned about that. Then that school is nothing but a place that Satan is keeping the minds and the hearts of the people under his control. God is the greatest. And Satan has made God seem obsolete. We don't need God. We don't need him in our life. So that got to change. That will change with all of us working together, whether we be Muslim, Jew, or Christian. our reward is with God. So that means we all got to work together to defeat this. To defeat this evil. And that's all it is. When you hold people up, our book tell you about Iblis. But he didn't come to be Iblis until he thought he was better than everybody. He thought he was much greater than everybody else. That is what you see when people are called white and black. One think they are better than the other one. So we're here tonight to straighten this mess out. We're here tonight to stop this evil. We're here tonight to point out where is the evil coming from so we can squash this evil, so we can delete this evil, so we can do away with all these evil. So we say Allah, right, God. Allah is greater. Greater than what? Greater than anything that we can imagine. And that is the reason we're here tonight. We're here on this Block Talk radio station, calling the people back to the oneness of the Creator who created us. We love all of the prophets. As Muslims, we love Christ Jesus, but we are not going to pray to no man. No man is given a title, or should be given the title of the Son of God. That ain't nothing but supporting the racism that this world have allowed to just live and never go away. It won't go away long as African American people are praying to a man they call Jesus Christ and then holding a picture of a Caucasian man up. There won't be no coming together and there'll be no trying to find peace of mind with that kind of idea. People raised up the God out of all the people in the world. He picked one son. That ain't nothing but racism at its best. So we're here tonight to get rid of that. We're here tonight to dilute that, to get rid of that, to worship God, try to get people to worship God and spirit and truth, and we see all ourselves as human beings, color that we see on any person. God gave it to them, and everything God gives to us is a test. It's a test because that is life after death. And the test is to pass the test here, so when death comes, you will have a place on the other side that you will be comfortable with. You can't live in moral life and think that you're going to get good from God. All these lies on Jesus. He died for your sin. But we don't see not one preacher that preached that lie going down to the courthouse or going anywhere tells any judge or any Supreme Court or something like that that Jesus died for your sin. If they can't tell those people, why they tell you? Because their people know that it don't make no sense. Never will, never have, and never going to make sense. So we're here tonight with the help of Allah. Allah for again for this Block Talk radio station. And then this is Block Talk radio station. It's sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Pimsu. Coming from California, we hope this spread all over the world. We hope the SIM school. SIM school means that a school that you can pray in. A school that you can lead people back to the oneness of God, being human beings, being men and women. We're not trying to get no man to be no woman, or woman to be no man. Not trying to do that. God said he created man and woman, and that's what we look for people to be. Anything other than that is less than what God created to be. God said he made the animal first. And he made the animal so we'll be over the animal, but we wouldn't be no animal. Satan is trying to make people animals. Satan got people saying that a dog is their best friend. Not God. Not the Creator. Not the one who gives life is their best friend. But a dog, a four-legged dog that cleans, the dog clean itself with his tongue. And you're going to let the dog that clean itself and thrive and everything lick you in your mouth, and then you're going to call that dog your best friend? Then I say you've been tricked. You've been duped. You've been hoodwinked. You've been lied to yourself. God is your best friend. If your mama ain't your best friend, and God ain't your best friend, or your relative or somebody in your family not your best friend, you just ain't got no best friend. A dog would never be your friend. He'll help you. He'll warn you. If something out there is dangerous, he can see and hear real good. He can warn you. But he can't call no ambulance to pick you up. He can't dial no phone to tell the doctor that you having a heart attack. He can't do that. He can bark. He can warn you. If something out there is going to threaten your freedom, or threaten your life, he can run a snake away. He can run a bear away. But he would never be your best friend. Satan had put that kind of language. And Satan is in the language. God, the dog is your best friend. Halloween, a rabbit leg egg. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Nothing but lies and more lies and all kind of lies coming from Satan. So we, once again, we are here. Anybody who wants to share in this talk, all they got to do is match one, and we will cut your mic on and allow you to talk, share with us what you would like to say. We ain't telling you what to say, but that's what we do. We allow you to speak as long and much. I mean, speak speak for yourself. Speak how you feel. Speak what you want and say what you want. Feel that you need to say, because this is a show that bringing truth, and truth will stand out clear from any falsehood. It would. Truth will destroy falsehood. It like turn the light on the day. Once the light hit the day, once that sunlight hit the day, that day darkness start disappearing, and light take over, and that's what it's true for you. So we are here tonight. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. I am a co-worker from Decatur, Georgia. My wife and I. And A. Muhammad coming out of California. I mean, coming out of Columbus, Georgia, and also Suja Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We are co-workers here tonight, and we thank you for joining us. If we're here because we want to get rid of the lies and falsehoods. You know, falsehoods. We want to get rid of the falsehoods that's in the world. Yeah. So we working, and Allah tell us to work in our place, work for freedom, justice, and equality. We are all of the creation of God, meaning we are all connected through Adam. We are the children of Adam, all of us. Every man and woman who have been born on this earth, we all come from the Adam, the first man. We all are connected to him. Even Christ Jesus said he was the second coming of Adam. He is our first father. But we have a spiritual father that came And Abraham, he came and he brought the logic. Satan brought all the foolishness, images, brought all them images to the people to worship. Then had the people to make up images to worship. And Abraham tried to destroy all of them, and he did for a moment. But Satan time went up, so he was able to come back and continue to make more images. And the image that 12 had drawn up from over 375 or 85 images down to three images. America had three images. Father, Son, and a ghost as an image. But God told them not to make no image. And they did it anyway. So we in the night, anybody got any question or want to add to what's already been said or subtract or take away, then this is the time to do it. This is the time. Anybody want to ask any questions to do that, do this, to get rid of, to speak your mind? Because we are one people. We are the one people.
Thank you.
Again, there's no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He lives and he never dies. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation to test all us in. Put us here. Allow us to name ourselves by different names and different tribes so we can learn from each other. So that's the reason we're here tonight, to learn from each other. Learn that there will never be anything deserved to be worshipped besides the Creator. That Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. He is the prophet that Jesus spoke will come and lead us into all truth. Lead us in all. And then lead us in all truth. So all praise. All praise due to Allah. So we said we thank Allah for the this life, this Bible Talk radio station. Thank you for also the lifeline we have every morning. And we are on the lifeline doing the same thing, trying to resurrect the minds and the hearts of the people. So we can all be one. We're not trying to mash nobody up. We are all human beings. And when the human being is living the kind of life that the God has given him, then the human being is at his best. He's at his best when he knows what the God used to look like. We said that we was in a garden, and the snake was in the garden. And the snake was able to turn around us from being good people into being the worst of people. But God is one who can restore the God. And truth can clean, bring the God back to what it need to be. We believe there's a heaven and believe there's a hell. We've never seen it, but we read about it. We understand, get the understanding that what God has given us about heaven and hell, and you and nobody, we don't want nobody to go to hell, but those persons don't want to go to hell have to work not to go to hell. They have to do what is necessary not to go to hell. And one thing, in one way, is not to go to hell is to worship something other than the Creator himself. It said that we should worship God in spirit and truth. You can't see no spirit. You can't touch no spirit. But you know there's something there that your imagination can pick up. And you can look at the sun and know that something is greater than anything that you can imagine. Because you can't imagine no one putting that sun in the sky and then put it up there and stays there. It don't fall down. It comes up on time every day. It always doing a great job. That sun reaches down, the rays from that sun reaches down in a puddle of mud, of muddy water, and pour that water up out of that pud, out of that muddy water, and draw it up in the sky. And then cause it to come into clouds, and then cause it to rain back down on the earth pure. That is the working of God. as the working of the Creator. So if the Creator help you, then nobody can stop you. But if the Creator not helping you, then you ain't got no help at all, and that puts you in a bad situation. So we all need the help of the Creator. That's what prayer do. Prayer is what puts a shield around us and over us from the evil of this world. We can't see the shield, but Allah has it there for us. He has that shield over our mind so we have good thoughts, have good character, have good way of life. That is the shield. So we are here, and we thank you for joining us tonight, being with us. You could have been somewhere else, but you are here tonight. Tomorrow we will not be on. We take the day off on Friday, and on this Rock Talk radio station, if the Juma on the East Coast come on about, on the West Coast come on about 4 o'clock. So they have, you can turn, dial this number, and you can hear another Juma after you have heard the earlier Juma on this side of the earth. So all praise are due to the one Creator, the Lord, Chair, Sustainer of all the world. Allah is most gracious. He is most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. We want to thank Allah, never to thank him enough for all that he do every day. And he asks us, can you count the favors? Because every breath you take is a favor from Allah. Everything that you see is a favor from Allah. Every good thing that you hear, every time you hear something, is a favor from your Lord. So we want all the good favor of the Creator of this creation. So we here on this Rock Talk radio station tonight, we don't see a lot of people on here, and we don't see no one raising their hand. We'll try to keep talking, and then if anybody got to get off, and hardly anybody on here, we will turn into more music while till someone come back. We want to keep this show rolling, and the person that, like myself, doing the talking, I don't like to really talk for a long time. I really don't. But I see it necessary to do so, I will talk. I never was a long talker, never grew up talking for a long time. And I do this on the show because it must be done. The show is paid for. Well, I do the talking. Much as I can, because others come in. And then I listen. I love to listen to what somebody else saying. So we say all praises are due to God, Lord, Chair, Sustainer of all the world. God is most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. I have a candle here that was made by Suja's wife. And this is what they give. They call this a Christian candle. It said, no one since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that's more important in religion than removing all the images. Mention of moving all the images from worship. This is one of the sayings in the Christian calendar. And also has another saying of Quran on the same calendar. It said, Holy Quran, Abdullah Yusuf Ali, Surah 2:1-4, and Surah called Al-Baqarah. It said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Do he said that Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribe was Jews or Christians, said, do we know better than Allah? Who is more unjust than those who conceal the testimony they had from Allah? But Allah is not unmindful of what we do. There was people that has passed away. They shall reap the fruits of what they did, and yet are what he do. And their merging, there's no question in your case. But those people that passed away, we promise to uphold the law of Allah. Their protege has been found unworthy by a new people looking toward Mecca, a new people with a new message to bear witness that Allah laws to proclaim the truth, maintain his symbol, and strive and fight for unity in Allah ways. Surely Allah speak the truth. So Allah is telling us, you know, Abraham and Ishmael, Isaac, and Jacob, and the tribe were Jews and Christians. They said, do we know better than Allah? Or was Allah saying that? Do you know better than Allah? Ah, who is more unjust than one who concealed the testimony they have from Allah? But Allah is not on the mind so of what they do. So Allah sees and knows everything they do. He's not on mindful of what they do. He sees and knows all things. So this was another. There was a page in this count. What would happen if you teach Caucasian children in America that Almighty invited has been in a creator of the entire universe was visible. Dark skin, nappy hair, African American men. This actually question the Christian conceived in this county. Make them think. He said, why should African American parents be afraid to expose 400 years of white supremacy lies that has seriously crippled the thinking of ability of self-esteem of thinking ability? African American children, by installing a teaching in the African American child that said God lives on earth humanly inside an ethnic flesh of a Caucasian man. So we know what this have done and still doing to the minds of the people. We know what it's doing. So we have to remove, that's what this Talk radio station is about, removing these images, removing these lies, so we can all live in peace and happiness. That's the only way we're going to be happy. As long as one people think they're better than the other people, this problem is going to keep existing. So our book says Jesus is God's servant only. And that's the only thing, he come to serve God. Only God's servant. The Bible, he said, the council says, the Bible, King James Version, Deuteronomy 4:16-5:8, he corrupt yourself and make you a graven image, similar a figure, like a male or female. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above That is in the earth beneath. That is in the water beneath the earth. So God is letting us know, make no images. Don't make nothing and call it God. Huh? This is what this is saying. And you do, you corrupt the people. You turn the people in corruption. So this is what happened. And all we got to do, what we're trying to do, is fold the scheme of Satan that put human beings total against each other, coming from a lie of people who wanted everything for themselves. And that's what that image do. It make Caucasian life a lot easier to live. They ain't worried about no parking ticket, speeding ticket. They ain't having no hard time even when they get caught drunk driving. Huh? Here in the Atlanta area, a man bumped a car. One even bumped a car. He was having sugar attack. So he would try to get home to get his insulin before he go into start having problems. This Caucasian lady followed him and blocked him in. He got out the car and she shot him 9 times. Killed him. And then tried to say that he grabbed her gun. Huh? See what they do? That if you tell, if you get used to being under one lie, hey, they don't see nothing they do to us, or nothing they may have to us can be a problem. It should be no problem because they think they're better than you through the image. And that's why God said, don't make nothing. Don't make nothing. And then point to the, all those point to everywhere that the world is. And said, don't make no image in the water, in the sky. That's everywhere. Don't make nothing. If there's nothing left after the, he pointed those three places. Don't make no image of God. But they did it anyway. So it said, so in this calendar said, glory, the Quran, translated in community, a Yusuf Ali. Allah exalted high above the partners that they ascribe to him. Oh, they indeed ascribe to him partners, saying that cannot create nothing but are themselves created. No aid can they give them. Nor can they, if you call them to guardians, they will not obey. That ain't that most of our people today. You call them to guardians. You call them to the oneness of God. You tell them that we need jobs. We need to be spending money with each other. We own nothing. And seem like they were getting angry and mad and said, let's turn this around. They said they go to music that sang them underground, women and men. I don't see how women dance to music calling women B and they a B or H. This living in women, and the women still dancing by that music. And they wonder why so many African-American women are getting killed by African-American men. It's easy to detect. They getting this, all this garbage coming from these rappers. I'm talking about not the good ones, but the bad ones. Singing them underground. Singing them, it sound like a bunch of Ku Klux Klan singing African-American music. Die, nigga, kill a nigga, run over a nigga, hit that B with a brick, rob the B, mistreat the B. And all that leads to not getting married. All that leading to a raggedy neighborhood. where you don't clean the neighborhood trash. All that leading to men walking the street with their pants showing their underwear, pants hanging down. All that leads to an insane lifestyle. So this counter goes on to say, glory Quran. It said, Surah 17 and 19, a man of Allah, Allah is most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master, most gracious and most merciful. It says, the day he will gather them all together, as well as those who they worship besides Allah, he will ask, what is he led thee, my servant, astray, or did they astray from the path themselves? They will say, glory to thee. Not met was it from us that we shall take for protection other beside thee. But thou did not bestow on thy father the good news, thinking the life until they forgot the mercy, the message from that which people wrongly and lost. Allah said, now have they proven you lies, and that he says so, he can't avoid your penalty, nor get help. And whosoever among you do wrong him, shall we cause he to taste a grievous penalty? Surely Allah always speaks the truth. The truth was always said, so Allah spoke the truth. So we are here tonight with the help of Allah to keep this truth rolling. We ain't gonna talk all night. We'll hope someone else come in. It's a little after 8. And when people show up and when they leave, they show up. So all praise is due to Allah. That's what they want to do. We'll see how many shows up around the time of 8:01. If they don't want now, but the time of 8:30, we'll see how many shows up. So may God continue to bless us to understand we got the best. We don't have the list. We got nothing but the best. So this is Islamic calendar right here. One of the greatest one of the gate of paradise is from the people of Surah. Shah, fasting. The 922 narrator Abdul Arab, Allah messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. When the month of Ramadan began, the gate of paradise is all open. And it says in the 31, the book of Aisha, the fasting, believer, is a raging. One of the gates of paradise is for the people to observe fasting. And the narrator, Salih, the prophet said, peace and blessing be upon him, there is a gate in paradise called Araya. And those who observe Shah passing will enter through it on the day of resurrection. And none except them will enter through it will be said, where are those who used to be observing fasting? They will be gathered up and mounted, except them will enter through it. And after enter, the gate will be closed and nobody will enter through it. This is the one of the Hadith. So all praise are due to Allah. You want to go through that gate. You want to fast. You want to do whatever Allah has asked us to do the best that we can. We want to serve the Eid press. We want the book of the two Eids, Khalifa, eat on the day of Fitr before going out for the Eid Fitr, prayer. Narrated Ben Malik, Allah Messenger, peace and blessing, never proceed from Salat prayer on the day of the Eid and Eid Fitr until he have eaten some dates. Narrator. So all this is knowledge that has been given to us so we can keep up following the best example of what Prophet Muhammad left us. So anyone got anything else they want to say or share with us, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue. One is the number that gets you into the queue, and we'll be able to let you talk or share what you ask for or share what you want to share with us tonight. And okay, on this calendar, there's only one creator, only one creator. And the calendar goes on to King James, St. John 5:30-31. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me, to Christ Jesus. And if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. So here's the people who, given us the Bible, never bring you these these chapters in the Bible. They stay away from them because it makes sense. It also measure up to what we've been saying, that nothing can be God. We all come here to do the will of God. We say, inshallah, maybe be God's will. We not our will be done, but the Creator will is being done. And His will is being done when we get married, when we take care of our families, when we go to work, when we be kind to people, then we are doing the will of the one that created us. When we keep our homes and the community clean, then we're doing the work of the Creator. Then we're also teaching our children how to keep doing the will of God. And our children see us doing that, and they will respect us, and they will learn to respect the Creator as much or even more than us. So each one teach one. So it also says glory, translating of the commissary, A. Yusuf Ali, Surah 35, Ayat 22, with the name Bismillah Rahman Rahim, say, call on other gods while he is fame besides Allah. They have no power, nor do they weigh of an atom in the heaven or on earth. There is none in any of them to help you. Allah said, call on them gods, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Your rabbi, whoever you say is your God, call on. Can't do no, be no help to you. So all praise is due to Allah. Let's see. Some again tonight. Brother Rakim, are you ready to say what you got to say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you got it, my good brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is to Allah, Lord of Terror, Sustainer of all the worlds. He is one. He is our Alpha and Omega. He is not an Alpha and Omega himself. He is not created. But yet he created everything in life. We are from Allah. Everything is from Allah. And everything will return to Allah. Every material, every atom, every steel, every piece of wood, everything that Allah creates, the air, the sun, the moon, galaxy, the universe, all return to Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran, he says that he created the heavens and the earth and asked the heavens and the earth, do they come willingly or unwillingly? And they said willingly, willingly. He give us, as human beings, Allah give us decisions and choices amongst our own selves and our own lives, come willingly or unwillingly. And our beginning of creation, we came willingly. And our leader, Imam Muhammad, one of our leaders, Imam Wardeen Muhammad, instructs us and tells us that because of the environment that one is exposed to, that it changes the disbelief of that person. And the more curiosity that sparks the interest of humanitarian rights for that person and that soul, they come, they research, and if Allah wants them, he guides them to this beautiful way of life of al-Islam, which means peace. We know that Shaitan give us feelings. He works with our emotions. And you can be in the right position, be doing right, and Shaitan makes you feel like you're doing wrong. He works with your feelings. He works with your character through your feelings. And he makes you sometimes not to be utilized of your own self. So he makes you misuse yourself. He makes us misuse ourselves. But the feeling that Shaitan give us, he don't want us to feel good about picking up trash, opening the door for an elder, or even for anyone. He wants us to have a feeling of jealousy, envy, hatred. And he'll work on one soul until that soul submits to Satan. We know from Quran that Allah speaks about and addresses the position that he have gave Satan in our lives for us servants of Allah to be tested. So it's a test. And it's a reason why Allah tests us, because Allah wants us to have a good character. Why a good character? Because he says that his will be done as it is in paradise, as it shall be done on earth. His character. We are representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kingdom, of Allah's paradise. We're not perfect men and women. So Allah says that he'll forgive our sins, our before sins, and our sins that's ahead of us, as long as we do what Allah instructs us to do as believers, as servants. This is a mercy that Allah gives to his believers. While the disbeliever have no faith and no hope, we have faith and hope. While the disbeliever have no rope extended, no help extended from the heavens, we have a suspicion from the heavens. While the disbeliever calls on the jinns, we call on the angels to devour and beat up on the jinns. Even in the spiritual world, Allah still wants the best for his servant, for us worshiping our Lord, the Cherisher, Sustainer of all the worlds and all systems of knowledge. Satan plays on our appetites, on our desires. He plays on our anger. Dr. King, we learned this from King, that hate don't demolish hate. Don't defuse hate. But love defuses hate. If we don't have love for our Lord, if we not making our Lord our best friend, our parents, our best friend, and our people we are in relationship with, our friends, and especially the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have strayed away from the path of righteousness. We are human, and Allah expects us to not to be perfect. Allah expects us not do all of the commandments that He tells us to. So that's why He's the forgiver. He said, utilize your Lord. We utilize our Lord for forgiveness. We utilize our Lord for prayer and worship. And we utilize our Lord for everything that we need. He is self-dependent, and we are dependent upon our Lord for everything, including life, including death. Allah tells the believer, He says He eased the soul out of the believer. He said that this believer don't have that. They don't have that mercy of death. Allah says he shakes the soul. He terrifies it. He tortures it. So Allah constantly tells the believers, servants, that His mercy is with us. Even though Shaitan don't want that feeling of goodness with you, even at life or even at death, He gives you so many irrational things that you cannot relate to. Sometimes it drives a man or a woman crazy to the point they say menopause, women lose their mind. And they say a certain part in a man's life that he loses his mind. But losing our mind are decisions that we're making for our own souls, our own life. Because the soul, the rah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given us is pure. It's pure. The body is conflicted with the purityness that Allah has given the soul. It does not know how to make the decisions for the soul without being influenced by Shaitan, influences and his desires. Until Shaitan becomes your sincere advisor. It becomes a sincere advisor to many of us, men and women. Many of us, men and women. We want to be able to be strong enough in solidarity-ness with each other to be able to conquer Shaitan, whoop his butt. Imam Muhammad instructs us, he says, even when the Shaitan sticks his head up, he said, the glare, when you see his eye, he says, chop it off. You chop it off. Don't play with it. Don't act like you want to play with it. He said, take it out. Even when you feel yourself coming angry, put some water on you. Say, I rebuke Shaitan in the name of Allah, the rejected enemy of Allah. Yeah, when you feel Shaitan coming on you, take it out. Solidarity in this, as a community, we should defeat Shaitan altogether. If someone is messing with a believer, it is our duty and job to protect that believer, regardless of any type of threat that is positioned towards that person or people. We're supposed to protect that believer, men and women. Our life and our death is for the pleasure of Allah. It's not for our own pleasure. It's not for our desire. It's not for us. It's for Allah. And how can we understand that our pleasure is for Allah and we don't know what Allah expects out of us? We have to get to know our religion. We have to know our religion. We have to study our religion. The Quran is a kitab not to be just read. It's a book that should be studied. It have all life forms of situations that you go through in your life to be understood. What is the response for the situation that you're going, that you go through. What is it? It's not your way. It's not the way that that Shaitan wants to carry out. It's not in that form and not in that way, but it should be in the way that Allah instructs us, that Allah tells us how to maneuver and how to utilize ourselves, not just at war, but on our everyday life. Into our everyday life is in a way of life. And it's not our life. It's the life that he has given us to utilize for us, that he constructed for humanity, for us to have our own good rights with ourselves. It should be a path of righteousness.
Of excellence. And two, we understand that this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pursue our lifestyles and our life, husband and wife. It is not a wife's duty to not utilize, this is for the believers, her way of thinking because she's mad. And it's not a husband way for him to utilize his own thinking because he's mad at his wife. This is an order that Allah instructs on every soul and every human life. It's a principle that has to be utilized. This is knowing our religion. Allah says when the wife is getting out of hand and getting out of order, he said, admonish her. He said, don't talk to her. Not talking to a wife, a woman that you love, your wife, it should spark her interest. It's a spark of interest to know that this is my best friend, and I should not put myself in this situation where my best friend, I don't want to talk to me. It should make her feel bad. Then he said, admonish. He said, then refuse your bed. Now, we know how we love our wives, and our wives love us, and they love to be with us, even intimacy. Allah said, don't give them none. Don't give them no intimacy. Don't look at them to persuade any type of attention. Yeah, don't get in the bed with them. Sleep separately. He says that if not talking enough don't spark her interest, then don't share your bed with her. Don't share your bed. Don't let her seduce you out of her anger that's not going to put y'all together. Why? Because El Islam is peace. Even if you got to disturb corrupted soul until it understands is not the way of that person's own self and mind because they have been influenced by Shaitan. Then Allah says, beat them lightly. This is a verse in the Quran, an ayat in the Quran that is not understood throughout our community. Imam Muhammad gave us this understanding. Is that when you beat somebody, you tell them about themselves. You tell them, you don't physically beat your wives. And your wives not supposed to physically beat their husbands or even hit their husbands. He say that you tell them about this. Look, woman, Imam Muhammad said, you've been low down and dirty. You ain't been right to me. You've been causing confrontation and Shaitan characteristics in his house, and you called on Shaitan. It ain't right. It ain't right. Then Allah says, after all that's done and they still want you to submit to them, because the submission is not to no woman. Even though we love our wives, the submission ain't to them, brothers or sisters. Or neither the submission is to your husbands. The submission is to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord. Why? Because he created the souls, the body, and he put the two hearts together. Allah did that. Ain't no coincidence that you got your wives and your husbands. Allah put y'all together. No matter how beautiful that love story is. And some love stories is beautiful. But then Allah says, he says, get an arbiter. Get someone from the family who know that woman, who know that man. He says, sit down at the table and chop it up. Why? Because Islam is a sophisticated religion. It's a religion that brings the peace. He said, well, look, she's been acting up since she was young. She had a little problem. That's we need to get her help. He got a little problem. He's been acting up since he was younger. He got to get himself in order. So let's chop it up at this table. Why? Because Allah don't want to humiliate the people in a relationship. Why is this important? Because if you have no relationships in your ummah, in your community, then you have a weak community. You have a weak community. People build bricks and bricks build buildings. And you can do so much with so many people. So Allah says, he says, after you chop it up, y'all chop it up, y'all talk about it, y'all should come up with a conclusion. He said, if y'all don't come up with a conclusion, Allah said, he rectify your affairs. He going to get in between y'all two and see if y'all can bring something out of this that's good. Because in it, y'all ain't liking it. He said, in it, something could be bad, but in that badness, it could be good, and in something good could be bad. It got to be brought out. And once this evil is attacked, it not only clarifies the situation in the person's marriage and the person's life, it clarifies the community. Because you don't want no upset souls coming in the house of Allah. The house of Allah is meant for prayer, worship, repentance, love, and unity. It's meant to be established community life. But besides that community life, it has to be individually. The Quran speaks for the individual. Ibrahim was a community by himself. Christ was a community by himself. Muhammad was a community by himself. Meaning his worship was so sincere, so devoted, that he prayed for us. So that we can have the same devotion, the same love for each other, the same respect for Allah, the same respect for him, so that we can utilize it in our own lives. Don't we love to be used? We should. And we should dishonor and hate to be misused. We should hate it. We should hate it. So this brings a better force, a better love, a better unity, a better environment. Without this, we ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing. If the youth is not utilizing not their children or someone else's to help, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing. If they're not trying to help someone younger than them and get them out of that situation or any type of situation that they're in, they no good to the community. Because you want to have a conflict. And the conflict is not going to be the old against the young or the young against the old. The conflict is going to be, why you ain't helping me? The people out in the streets ain't helping me. The people in my community not helping me. So you leaving that one person or you leaving it those you by themselves. Why? Because Satan has influenced the elders with this egotistic mentality. It's all about them. It's going to forever be about them, and they don't care. And that's the type of mentality our churches, mosques, places of worship don't have. Why they don't have it? Because the youth ain't coming. They're not coming. They joining gangs. Not just gangs. They'd rather be by themselves. They'd rather be by themselves than to be a part of something that's not going to help them and they can learn from. You'll find that Imam Waruddin Muhammad, you'll find that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you'll find that Imam Jamil al-Amin, you'll find that even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them was interested in developing the minds of the youth. It wasn't more so about the adults. They already then made up their minds. Satan is not going to come to adults as he come to the children or the youth. He ain't going to do it. Because he know that they already made their mind up. They already did all their sin and all their filth. So they ready to stay on the path of righteousness. But at the time of staying on the path of righteousness, Allah didn't purify, because you ain't gonna come to righteousness if Allah didn't purify you. Muhammad can't do it, alayhi salam. Christ can't do it, radiallahu anhu. Imam Muhammad, Imam Jamil al-Amin, they couldn't do it. But they were devoted to Allah so much that they put their lives and their deaths for Allah. so that someone can benefit from Islam. And the story in America, how we have Islam, if we're not doing this, then it was a disgrace to Islam. It's a disgrace. So may Allah take the egotistic minds and the mentality of his subconscious mind that I can't help the youth. Even though the y'all know the path, y'all know the path, the elders know the path, but y'all might can't walk it. So you have to trust someone and show them how to get there for that person to help. We went on we did Dawah, and this was some years ago. Some years ago, we did some Dawah in the country part of town. And the brother who was leading the Dawah group, who was going door to door, he told everybody to park at the hospital. May Allah forgive him. He said, park at the hospital, we're just gonna come back to the car. And the first thing I noticed was, I said, these are elders. I don't even think they could walk a mile. Some had canes. Some was on the crutches. I said, it makes sense to get a car, too, and pick them up when we finish and come on back to the parking lot. They ain't want to listen to the brother. So eventually they figured out they can't walk back. So eventually they listened. I'm in another situation at the masjid. And a brother, you know, Allah bless the brother heart. Allah bless the brother heart. Bless my heart. But you're not supposed to be able to envy and jealous somebody for outworking you. You're supposed to try to help that man. Look, brother, here, grab something else for me. Don't have that much hate in your heart that it forces you to put a hand on someone. Don't have that in your heart. Because he ain't doing it your way, or he might find out a better way of doing it. He might can get more. He getting more done than you. Nah, ask Allah to help that brother, favor that brother. And if you could help that brother or that sister, you should. So don't feel in the point where you could put your hand on the brother's shoulder and try to push him down and push the brother out the way. I had to rectify myself. I said, I'm in a law house. I pushed that man out my way. Took me a deep breath in. Had to realize we're in a law house. This a Muslim. But I gave him the same thing he gave me. That's what Allah say. You give them the same thing they give you. You cannot look for respect, elder brothers, older brothers, and older sisters, if you're not giving it out yourself. We are human beings. Imam Muhammad did a whole lecture about this. If you want respect, you have to respect yourself, and you have to respect the next person. And that would stop a lot of this satanic mentality that you're the young against the old or the old against the young. A bunch of crap, bunch of BS. Ain't got no good to do with anybody. But when Satan messes with your feelings, he'll control you. He'll control your wife. He'll control your husband. He can control your ummah. He works with, if he, Allah gave him that power to do so. If he can control a whole army, what makes we think that because we're Muslim, that he can't influence and control us? He can get to anybody he pleases. Allah tell us the ways to devour Satan. We have one common enemy, and it's not each other. It's not husband and wife. It's not elders against the youth. It's not the young sisters against the older sisters. Time doing. That's a time mentality. And if our minds are so cut off from a conscious mind, then we're going to react as Satan tell us. Satan will tell you and tell you and tell you. He'll say the same thing to you over and over and over again. And over and over again. And see, once he got you in that comatose, he ready to give you an order. And since you listen to him telling you what to do, and you listen to him and your feelings. Oh, he got that soul. He got that soul. And it's a Muslim duty. It's a Muslim duty. Pull that brother up out of it. To pull that sister up out of it. That's your duty and that's your right. You don't continue say let Satan beat up on a believer. A brother tell you he having problems and you're not trying to protect that brother. You got a problem with yourself. Sister tell you somebody hitting on her and you men so coward to go up to the house and go whoop his butt. Ain't a part of our community. You're just in the way. Islam is not as established for prayer. Pray. What good is prayer if it ain't utilizing in the characteristics and protecting each other? It ain't no good because the sincerity ain't there. Your lives and your death is not for yourselves. And your death is for Allah. Do what Allah say do. What are you scared of? Why are you not stepping up? Why are we still in the same position as we have been in? That's not Islam. That's influencing by Shaitan. And that's worse than the worship of Shaitan. That's hypocritical. That's being hypocrites. We don't want that in our community. People coming out of that mentality and they're coming to Islam. You tell a brother, you say, man, I can tell you about a mosque, a place of worship, where you come in and you take your shoes off. Brother say, what? I said, where else you take your shoes off? He said, at home. Yeah, I get that comfortable. I can get that comfortable at your place of worship. I need to see about it. And they need to come see about it and not have that same mentality. Oh, because I'm Muslim, I'm better than someone when they come in the house of Allah. This is not our house. This is the house of Allah. And Allah says you're going to be kept and it's going to be kept in order for who he sends to his house. It's not the imam house. It's not the treasury house. It's not anyone house. It's the house of Allah. And if you have that love for Allah, that cleanliness for Allah, and you're going to come in the house and you're going to keep it clean, the first cleanliness is not the physical building. No. The first cleanliness is your mind and your heart. What's in your heart? You got hatred in your heart? You need to wash it. You need to wash it. And you need to keep on washing it until you feel different. You got hatred in your mind? Satan attacks your mind. So if Satan attacks your mind, you got to attack Satan. Not your brothers and your sisters that want to help you get out of the situation that you're in. If this is not attacked and if it's not built on, you can't talk about no wealth because you ain't gonna know what to do with it. But you can't handle Satan when you ain't had nothing. So when you have something, Satan gonna whoop your butt. He gonna whoop your butt and you're gonna take it outside of the community and you're gonna use it for your personal lives. You're not gonna be able to help the community. Our community should grow. Ain't about what mosque you go to. No, it should be about just go to a masjid. We are influences of peace. That's our religion. That's what Imam Muhammad did. He socialized with every other doctrinated set of Islam that there was. Why? Because he knew his mission was to unify and bring peace to the Ummah. Not sitting here and dividing each other up. Satan, we already divided. See, we divided to the point. I go to this masjid. Now come on to my masjid. We teaching better. That's division. You know what type of hate and dislike you gotta have for another Muslim to have that type of order in your heads, in your hearts. That's braced up. That's like gang banging, man. And then in gangs, we bringing the gangs together. There are brothers out here that's working and bringing gangs together so that they can truce up. So that 16, 17, 18, 19, they're killing everybody. But the youth are dying faster than the elders. Ain't nobody grabbing them and taking them out of the trouble, trying to help them. We fighting between each other. Ain't nobody trying to bring the peace together between brothers. Nah. They like the show. They like to play in amusement. So they amuse and they playful. They play in amusement. They like the excitement. All friends of Satan. And Allah is writing it as a sin. Writing it as a sin. Writing it as a sin. We should be competitive in righteousness. We should race towards righteousness as Allah instructs us to do so, as it's a race. If two brothers see a sister coming, they should run to that door. See who gonna open it first. That's, I love to be around them type of men. That's goodness for our community. The youth see that, and they're going to imitate what they're seeing. But if they see the foolishness with the elders, you got to say this, Allahu Akbar. You have to say it with a little bit of, nah, man, I ain't from where you from. In the cutting, calling the Islam, El Islam, we got seven dialects that we can say it. So the small things, Satan, will try to get you to knock you off your path to Sirata Mustaqim. And he will try his best, and he will try his best until he gets you out of the lines, till you don't want to come to the masjids. Not because of any health problems, but because you don't want to be around Muslims, good Muslims, because they're going to confront you with their ignorance. Who wants to be around that? No one. So Allah wants us to have our stuff in order. We have to be in order to the point where this is the fastest growing religion. That's Islam. Christianity ain't growing in the numbers as Islam is. Judaism, Scientology, Halasalasi, Judah, people worshiping the sun, they ain't growing. They're not growing like Islam. Their numbers are very small. Our numbers are big. And it has to be rectified between us so that we can understand what direction we should go. Allah said, move forward by any means of righteousness. We don't go backwards. You don't go backwards in your life. You don't control your lives, dear brothers and sisters, for whatever Satan might try to tempt you for. You don't go. You pray, ask Allah for forgiveness, and you go forward. Let Allah rectify your fear. Put your trust in Allah, because this is the book. In it is guidance. Sure, without that, Allah said guidance. Guidance. You need guidance. We need, our ummah needs guidance. Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the world coming to Islam. The confusion, the wars, the frustration, the lack of justice, equality. It's not just an America problem. It's a world problem. And can't no religion, no other God that they have put on this earth could assist with any political, government affairs, any personal affairs, any community affairs, any of the affairs. It can't do it. We are the ones, Islam. We are the ones to teach Islam. We are the ones to show people how to be in society. Us. And if the world coming to Islam, who is going to have to teach them? If we ain't right ourselves, what makes you think they're going to come? Some people need a little bit of sternness. Some people need that. Some people had to use that Nation of Islam to come to El Islam. They needed that sturdiness. They needed that military type of structure so that they can fight them demons. They needed help with them demons. Allah guided them to that and then guided them further. There's nothing wrong with being Muslim, but there's something wrong with not helping your brother and your sister. There's something wrong with that picture. And we are the headstrong people in society that people look up to, and it's us to utilize ourselves as better men and women, so we can defeat Shaitan and his feelings. We don't want to become emotional roller coasters. We don't want to become, every time my wife got a problem, oh, I gotta go. Let's get to the root of the problem. Or every time my husband got a problem, our women shouldn't feel comfortable making men upset. It should not be a comfortability. Our women should love to obey their husband, and our husband should love to respect our wives. This is Islam. It ain't no Islam in a different type of way. Don't put that in your head, brothers and sisters. No, we attack the evil. We are the Shaitan killers. We are the jinn slayers. Us. Nobody else can do this work but the Muslims. Because we know what Allah says to do. We know how to attack the jinns. We know how to attack Shaitan. But we ain't doing it. We just allowing everybody to run over us. We running over each other. That ain't Islam. That he slam. And the division, you might with John Gaines, because they solidarity in this. But if you want the love and peace of Islam from Allah, then we will obey Allah, we will obey the Rasulullah, and we will obey the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put over us. We don't need to be emotional roller coasters like everybody else are and doing. Let them make themselves look like fools. As Mr. T said, I pity the fool. If I said anything to offend anyone, I take full responsibility, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But if I said anything to help the mentality of the mind grow and build better relationships within our own community and our own selves so that we can help other people grow and develop their sensitivities and not in a way that allows Satan to get over on us, then all praise is due to Allah, Lord and Terrorist, the sustainer of all the worlds and all systems of knowledge. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum. Thank you, young man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to get down my dean between my rock man and rock man. But we want to thank a young man coming on and sharing with us his idea or his thoughts about Muslim, being Muslim, or what we should be doing, what we ought to be doing with the Quran is saying. So we thank Allah for that. Yeah, we are here 6 days a week. Saturday to Thursday, and we all Monday and we all Friday. We thank Allah for allowing us to come and try to share the truth of what have been to help us to be better human beings than we've been. We live in a world that needs our guidance. Need Allah guidance. And I believe that we as Muslims on the leadership, we man walk through Muhammad have been chosen to provide that guidance to the world. I see no one else coming. He's been the last prophet, and Christians do not understand what that means. But they did, they will be over here with us. They'll be right here with us. But we are here tonight. God will. We're going to make a difference in this world that we live in. And we pray that what we have to say tonight will be some benefit for the world and for us as well. We're here to get rid of all the lies that have been given to us that slowed us down from being the kind of human being that we need to be and caused us lies to not surprise. Lies. Well, these are some of the qualities of Satan himself. We know Satan is real, and we want to get rid of Satan. We want to get rid of his handiwork and his scheme, so we can see each other as human beings, brothers and sisters, different, but not so different. We are not human beings. Still, come from the human family. All praise are due to Allah, one creator for the whole humanity. We thank you. Anybody else got anything they want to share with us tonight, all they got to do is match one and come into the queue. And we will put the mic on. We're here because we, being under the leadership of Imam Wali Saddiq Muhammad, or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, all the Honorable Martin King and the others, David Walker, Captain A, Soldier on the Truth, Batman, man, on and on great men and women that stood up to help make this America what it is. So we want to complete the mission and bring the human being back so we can be human beings again. So thank everyone for coming tonight. We thank you for joining the show. We pray that y'all come back Saturday at 7 p.m. and come back and join us and hope we can continue to work and get rid of these evil problems as human family. We're supposed to have love. The human being, it should be the most kindest, most gracious of all the creatures in the world, because we got 5 senses, we have a brain, we have an intelligence, we see the blessing of God, and we thank him for making us a human being, for the special creation we are. And all praise are due to Allah. Lord, share and sustain us of all the world. God is most gracious and most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Young man, you want to say anything else before we go out?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
As-salamu alaykum. To be able to establish law and sincerity in this, and to believe in what we believe in. We have a problem with American law. We know that it's not justified with us as being African Americans in America. We know that the Constitution is built off of the Sharia law. We know that the founders of America and the founders of the Constitution read the Quran and was influenced by not just the Quran, but was influenced by Rasulullah, the Prophet, alayhi salam, by the way of his life. So we see that it's constructed within our own nation, but yet have not been respected to fit into our lives. It's like knowing the whole religion of Islam, and we can't put it into our lives. We being manipulated and oppressed ourselves. Allah said oppression is worse than slaughter. Every group, then so. The Mexicans ain't been over here, but they didn't have a Mexican-American war. The Japanese ain't been over here longer than us, but they didn't have a Japanese-American war. The Chinese ain't been over here longer than us, but they didn't have a Chinese-American war. Every other nation had a war with European superiority. They was fighting the evil within the government. That they didn't reach their equality. And here we are just accepting oppression. And ain't nobody doing nothing about it. We expecting, it's like we blind. We waiting for Jesus to come down like the disbelievers waiting for him to come. Somebody going to come save us after Allah commanded us to save ourselves and our families from a painful torment of fire. I don't care if they sell drugs, if they were selling drugs in a European community, that European and their families will be down at that down in that community, down at the police precinct, down at the government office every day. They'll be down there every day protesting. Look, this the dope house. This what they doing. We don't want them in this community. So much so they'll take the children, the ones that's on it, and put them in rehab. But we so confined and living in fear that we scared of evil. We scared to confront it because we ain't confronted in our own lives. We ain't confronted in our own community. We haven't confronted with each other. But we scared. So how can we help America? Allah put us here for a reason, dear brothers and sisters. We ain't here for no other reason. I ain't saying go fight the government. Don't fight ignorance, but you better fight oppression, what I'm saying. And sometimes you might got to get physical. You might got to get a little rough. What you scared of? We had to make a statement. And our statement it should be rectified by all people and saying, look, these African American Muslims, they tired of getting whooped on and beat up on. They tired of not being the qualification to come to to them. They tired of, they want to live the American law, but the law ain't trying to assist and help them. When we go to China, when we go to our communities and we know that Chinese is in the community, we see the Chinese structure. They Chinese American. They didn't put their own structures in their community. And everybody else that got a stay in America. But are we not better than just trash in our communities, brothers and sisters? Because we're bringing it to our own communities. We're evolvers. We're supposed to evolve from the evil of Shaitan deceptions, from his deceiving us. We're supposed to evolve from that. So that our children can have a better life in a better way. If you ain't trying to sacrifice yourself for your children, you ain't no good to the community. If you ain't sacrificing yourself for somebody who don't have anything, you ain't no good. You ain't helping, you're hurting. And you can't sacrifice your wealth. Allah says your wealth in your arms. If you can't sacrifice that to help and assist other people, then you ain't doing nothing but harboring to yourself, and you're hurting the community. And the community ain't going to grow without no children. And children, we know that the Europeans just want us to have jobs. Oh, he got a job, he good. Spend 5-6 years middle school to high school, you graduate. You go to college 4 years, get a bachelor. Go 8 more years, you're doing, why are you going to school to go back and work for someone who gave you paperwork so that you can build your own empire? And we figure because they got all the money, they got the resources, that they're already being supported by everybody, and we know we're giving them 100% of our support. Why not work for them? Why go to school and become, why not become your own boss? That ain't even entered into the heads of the youth. Because the adults took the same disposition. No, we teach our children to become bosses. We protect them while they're becoming bosses. We help them grow so that they can help other children and other people to employ betterness for their businesses so that we can have a community. We cannot have a community when we own nothing in the community. And we say we Muslim. We selling out Islam for our filth and our greediness and our greed. And we suffering. We suffering. It ain't no life. It's not a good life. We want the best life. We are the best. We are the best community. Allah said, this day I have perfected your religion of El-Islam and I have named you Muslim. Muslim. Submission to Allah. So stop submitting to all these false idols and false gods.
As-salamu alaykum.
And submit to Allah.
How about closing the prayer?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-rajim. While us by the token of time through the age and verily man is lost except those who have patience and consistency. Ameen.
I mean, thank everyone. Come in, may Allah continue to bless us all. Till we see you, come back bright and sad. Appreciate everyone for being here. Thank Allah. And we'll hope to see you Friday. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak.
Alaykum as-salam. Juma Mubarak.